Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com. Today we've got a really neat topic that we're going to be sharing, and we've got on with us Luanna Myers. We're going to be hi, Luanna. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Luanna, I called you because you know there's just been so much going on and. Crazy ways, a lot of changes, a lot of shifts going on in this world. And we were talking about unconscious, the unconscious mind, and how some people are really, they're consciously unconscious, and then some people are unconsciously conscious. And I really think that the most important thing about that is that our unconscious mind really contains the space in which our senses exist, which we can go through and move through our senses, our feelings. And I know when I teach intuition development, that's one of the things I ask people to do is learn what's your inner compass saying? Are you getting this feeling that you like a pullback feeling? Are you getting a pull towards feeling? Are you really, really paying attention to what your body's saying? And I think many people are conscious and they live in such a state of consciousness that is in the physical mind that they lose the touch with the unconscious. And many people are opening up. I feel more people are opening up to be consciously, totally moving in a conscious through the unconscious mind. And I'd love for you to call in if you have, if you want to say something, if you want to share something about that, 888-815-9756 is the number. And there's so much going on right now that people are saying also what is happening. There's a huge shift. And Luanna, I know you had done some writing and just wanted you to share a little bit about what you feel.
Well, you know, when we use the words conscious and unconscious and I want to make sure that I'm following the terminology that you're using, when you say the unconscious mind, are you actually referring then to the higher self? Or are you talking about the emotions that sometimes drive us without our realizing that they are driving us? Does that make sense?
What I mean is when we're moving through our unconscious mind and we're really, they are driving us, we're being driven, God is flowing through us when we're, you know, so when we're in the space of the unconscious mind, we're really in the space of our intuition. Okay. And there are ways to unconsciously live in a conscious way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because, you know, and again, I don't want to get stuck in the vocabulary, but sometimes the vocabulary is important because one of the things that I feel when you're talking to friends and they might be going through something and we may think that we're very aware of what's going on, what the situation is, what all the players are thinking and doing and all that stuff. But sometimes we're not aware of the emotions or the needs that are driving what we do. And that's in conflict with what you would then call the unconscious spirit within. Because there is a battle then as to who's going to win. Is it, you know, that spiritual essence of who you are, that intuition, that spark of connection with your higher self, with God, the creator of the universe, or are we kind of shackled without realizing it to something more earthly? I know this gets really crazy, doesn't it? But yeah, I think there are times that when we can be going through stuff and we think, okay, I got it. I know exactly what's going on, where's it. But do we really? Or are we, you know, kind of thinking our way through it and that we think we have all the answers when the reality is maybe we don't. And I think what it's about sometimes is that we find that place of inner peace in silence, and we go with what feels right authentically. It's not so much a decision of our mind, even though our minds are working in conjunction with what we're feeling. It is a concert. It is a concert. So,
right.
But I hope I'm explaining that well, because it, I hope I'm explaining that well.
You are, and I'm listening to you for the reason that when you say it's a concert, it does. It plays a beautiful music. And I just got this really strong feeling that, you know, and it sings to you, it talks to you, it expresses itself through you, and there's a grace that comes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we also have to allow that to happen. If we overthink it, over-push it, over-pursue it, then it's our will that's being forced upon something and not divine guidance. And sometimes what I have learned, there are times that I want to open my mouth, put it this way, and then I'll stop, and I'll just say, okay, you know, God, Creator, Universe, if I am to speak what I am thinking, then I need you to open the doorway to allow that to happen. And if you don't, then I will respect that as a no, and I will not open my mouth. And that's been an interesting development for me in the last few months, that I always thought, oh, for crying out loud. You know, that sounds strange. I mean, it just sounds strange. Why be patient? Why wait? Why, if I want something, go after it, say what you need. You know, why hold back? And yet I find that it works better. It really does. When you're in concert with divine, it just, the pieces fall together more easily. How's that? It's interesting.
No, I agree. I agree.
It is. Yeah.
Yes. And that's the inward, and there it is, working in concert with the divine.
Mm-hmm.
And the divine. I had a beautiful lady come in today, and she said, God is flowing through me. The grace.
Well,
and it's the grace. It's that grace. And Lana, we were talking, you know, and I just feel like something is going on. We've got like a veil. I have this feeling a veil is lifted, and when I see the veil, people are starting to wake up, and they're going, okay, something's not right, you know. And yet it's not wrong either.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I really believe deeply is the separation that we create.
Mm-hmm.
That there's so much separation that actually happens in this world, when really at the core we're all connected. We are all connected. But the separation that really starts to take its place is something that is like, and there was a man, a wonderful man, when I was in Cleveland at the Journey Expo, that said, you know, it's not about if you're, you know, yes, there's Catholic priests that have done some things. So that doesn't mean all Catholic, if you're Catholic, you're bad. It doesn't mean if you're Muslim, you're bad. It doesn't mean, you know, that's where the separation occurs.
Mm-hmm.
It's when we start seeing people in a way that they're no longer, you no longer look at their God self.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I would actually, in my writings and in my meditations and all the things that I've done lately, especially, what I sense is that there is that false sense of separation that you're referring to, because the separation is really never there, because we are always connected through the energy of creation. It's there, but I think what happens is that it's based in a separation that we sense or feel with the Creator itself. And that comes through a sense of separation from our authentic self. And what I mean by all of this is that when we are, you know, functioning in the normal day-to-day operations of our lives, and we don't grasp or sense or feel that authentic love, connection to the creation itself, then we're out there operating kind of solo, even though we're not, but we are. We sense that we're out there all by ourselves. But when we slow down and if there are some things that happen to us in our lives and they knock us down and they knock the wind out of us, well, those are for a purpose. And I'm just using that as an example, but maybe there's something that happens, in a death in a family, and or an illness or something like that, and it makes you slow down and think, what is life all about? What is the point of all this? You know, we work 30 years, we retire, and then somebody dies. You know, you hear that happening often, actually. So what's the point of life if that's the cycle and it seems so pointless at the end, doesn't it? But when we slow down and we start to maybe ask those questions and go within and just be at peace with ourselves, in that peace we'll find a connection to God. And that's really, for me, I gave a talk about a year ago about, you know, happiness versus peace. And I'm really of the conclusion that we are chasing happiness, but what we really seek is peace.
It is like the Lord of the Rings, and I was thinking about that. They're chasing this ring, and it's like, my pretty. It's something that people feel like, well, you've got to own it or possess it. Mm-hmm. And if you can control it and keep it controlled, you never really feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you know? How do you know the difference?
Oh boy, you know, and that, oh, these are good questions, because it's a process, and I don't even think it's the same for each one of us. And sometimes we feel different inside, and sometimes we just know. And but I tell you, when you get to a place of peace, and things don't, you don't respond the same way that you used to. So, you know, something happens, and instead of reacting, we find a stillness and allow the right appropriate action. I don't want to say right, but an action that is not aggressive or negative, maybe that's a better word to use, those actions will come through. And sometimes I don't want to say that it's all very calculated. I think it's best when we are in that space of being at peace and being at one with creation, we then take on that energy, and then we don't even have to think, how am I going to respond to this? How am I, control your temper, don't do that. No, I think it just becomes very authentic and moves through us. But it comes with practice. It's like riding a bicycle. Nothing happens overnight. We have to really be aware and work at it a little bit. But this is all intentional, too. I all of this is intentional, because sometimes I think, you know, we look at all of these things in spiritual growth and we think, well, why is the world the way it is? Well, it is the way it is because it's intended this way. There is really no good or bad. Those are human judgments that we place on things that keep us really alive. You know, if I make the right decision, I maybe, you know, don't get hurt or something like that. And if I make the wrong decisions, maybe I'm in some trouble. So the flight or fight thing takes over. But we also then carry that kind of judgment into everything. You know, or we start judging whether we like this or like that or like this person because of the way they look, or, you know, whether they are of the right religion or not. And it's like, is that what this is really about? Well, of course not. But everything is a life lesson to us to help us grow and expand. And when we can get to that place that we see things not as challenges or threats, but really as maybe tests, or a test of our patience, a test of our compassion. We know everything is a spiritual process, and every event is spiritual. And then it's a matter of, well, how is that event touching my life? And how am I interacting with that? You know, if somebody is ill and dies, and we might ask, well, why would God do that? Why? Well, we may not know that answer, but there should be maybe that appreciation for what you had with that person. Or maybe their death is a release because they were in so much pain, it's grace that they're not here anymore. It might hurt us to see them go, but on the bigger scale, it's not always about us. It's about all of us. You know, I sometimes talk about living in my apartment building because it's an interesting experiment sometimes, because I always think, well, we all know the right thing to do, right? Don't we? I mean, we should be aware of others. We should be, if I act in a way that my actions take in or move forward in a way that I am not just thinking of myself, but that I am thinking of the good for all of us, then aren't I also included in that? And if we all acted in a way that we did what was good for all of us, what an interesting world that would be. Because then if you take the focus off of the I, and I'm not saying that we can't think of ourselves, sure, we need to be healthy and wise and in our own understanding of who we are spiritually, but when we get to that place, you remove the I, and you do move into the theory of we. And if we could all do that, but it's a process. It's a process that we can get to, and it comes through, I think, our life lessons, and then really taking those life lessons to heart, and not just sloughing them off when they come, and they're big lessons or small lessons. Really taking a look in the mirror and asking ourselves, you know, what could I have done better? What am I owning up to? What are my responsibilities? And sometimes, you know, honestly, the way this whole world functions right now, we're too busy to do that. But we need to. We need to for our own sake. That's my theory.
You know, and I just got this feeling. It's like I just got this really strong feeling. It's for our own sake, but when it's for our own sake, it affects everyone around us.
Absolutely.
And that's why we need to start within. That's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. It's like own up. Own up to the things in front of you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if anybody is just tuning in, we do have a question that I just had sent in through Facebook. You're listening to BBS Radio. I'm Kimmy Rose and interviews. I'm going to give you the website, kimmyrose.com. Go on over there. Check out all the great things we got going on. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more with the show.
Do you want to lose weight? Stop smoking? Connect with your higher self. Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to kimmyrose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at kimmyrose.com. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading or check out my online classes, go to my website at kimmyrose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's kimmyrose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations. Go to kimmyrose.com to find out more information and how to tune in weekly. Also, if you're wanting to connect, you want to get advice, whether it be from a life coach or an intuitive, we have the best people. They are handpicked from all over the world. Go to kimmyrose.com and click on Kimmy and Friends. Right there, you'll be able to get a free reading and connect with some of the greatest readers around the world. You can also call 734-854-1514 to connect with these amazing people. You can also connect with me by calling that number. Again, that's KimmyRose.com. Take time to manifest change in your life. Remember, it's all about what's within you. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years, I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website, and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me, and I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills. You don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com. Go to the store section. Also go to the class section and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call. 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose. Go on over to KimmyRose.com and check out one of the deep things we've got going on at Light the Way. This is in Lambertville, Michigan. It's at 3528 West Stearns Road. And we've got a really, really big event coming up in a couple weeks. We're going to be doing aura photos. We're also going to be doing walk-in readings. I have a gallery session. Just a lot of things going on. And you can go over to KimmyRose.com to check out more information on that. And the other thing that I wanted to mention is if you want to call in and get some guidance, 888-815-9756. I don't know why I want to say 817. I keep doing 817-9756. It's 888-815-9756. And Luanna, we've got a message that comes from Tom, and it's Samson. And he wants to know, and I thought this is kind of really kind of cool. He wants to know he says, what is hope?
To me, boy, that's a good one. You know, that's an interesting word, because I know you and I talked about that not being part of the CCT, and you'll have to explain to them what the crystalline consciousness technique is. But, hope is something. You know what? The first time I ever met you and got a reading from you, I know I had lost my job. And do you remember that, I don't know, it was a few days later or a week later, I had told you that you gave me hope. Isn't that interesting? And I really felt that because in the reading, it's never hopeless. Life is never hopeless. But sometimes we do get to that place that we do feel it's hopeless. And that there's always, for me, I guess hope is then that there really truly is a God and there is a divine plan, and we just sometimes can't find the light switch. But it doesn't mean the light switch isn't in the room. You know, maybe we're feeling around on the wrong wall. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So there's the hope. It is there. And again, sometimes life can become that darkened room where we just don't feel anything, and it's like it just seems so desperate and so empty, and it's but there is hope. And I tell you one thing. This is where when we sometimes will go, well, you know, we look at God as something outside of ourselves, when the reality is God is actually within. But that's a whole concept that we can talk about too. But in knowing that there is that God, and it's not that God outside of ourselves, but we seem to, you know, we feel that disconnect then, because God seems so far away. You know, I stretch out my hand and I don't feel the presence of God, right? And I stretch further and I still don't feel the presence of God. So God gives us people. God gives us everything that's on the face of this earth and much more. And we don't always see that either. And it kind of then goes to that joke where the guy's on the roof and he's, you know, in a flooded town or something, and a boat goes by and he said, "Hey, I'm here, I'll save you." And no, you know, God's got it taken care of. And, you know, the joke is, you know, hey, I sent a helicopter and a boat, and what do you expect? What do you want from me? I'm sending you people. And whoa, there, and I just got really fuzzy on that. But there again's the soul connections and the things like that. So when somebody wants to know what is hope and hopelessness, we can always find that answer sometimes even within our friendships, because we're here for each other. We truly
That's
are.
True.
And
you know, it's like I like to say that your true friends, when your glasses, your lenses really, really need to be, you know, maybe upgraded. They're holding the lens for you to help you to see. And some, but they can't replace the lens, and they can't see it for you. They can just simply see the things, and sometimes know, hey, you know what, these things are important for you to notice, and sometimes they're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and sometimes when we care so much about people, we actually want to jump in and tell them all kinds of things. But the reality is, and I wrote something on that the other day about that we really are not here to take away the growth of another person. We're not here to solve their problems. We're here to be supportive and helpful when asked upon. But we really, it's not our role to take that on and take it away from somebody else, because that's their path. And what it actually ends up doing is it makes that person even more powerless. And maybe we don't realize it, but in that essence of taking somebody's power away, then we are taking on that power ourselves. And maybe, again, it's an unconscious need that we have to feel powerful. But
or maybe sometimes it's just a way to clear the distortions. You know, these, and when I say distortions, sometimes I think we can really, we have a tendency sometimes just to, we do, just to see things the way we want to be. We want them. We want them this way. We want them that way. And then sometimes, you know, I was talking about this when I was in Cleveland at the Journey Expo. I said, you have this compass inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you, it talks to you. It says, this is the way that you may want to go. You may want to go forward. You may want to go backwards. But, you know, you may, your mind may tell you that. But there's a discernment that has to occur. And the discernment that occurs is when you are really allowing the compass to guide you
mm-hmm.
in your soul. There's a huge difference. Your mind will fight with that. And your mind's going to question it and process it, and it's going to say, okay, no, this, that. But the difference is the conversation that you have within yourself, or as Neil Donald Walsh said, the conversation with God. We have so many conversations that take place
mm-hmm.
with God. And I think those are the ways that we meet ourselves, and even people in our lives. We're having conversations with God because God is within them. It's so important. And, you know, here's the gauge, Luanna. I know you have a quote, and I just absolutely love it because it really, it says a lot about listening to what your body says.
Yeah, the quote goes like this. It says, every time you don't follow your inner guidance, you feel a loss of energy, loss of power, a sense of spiritual deadness. And when I read that the first time, I had to read it like three more times. So I'm going to read it one more time. Every time you don't follow your inner guidance, you feel a loss of energy, loss of power, a sense of spiritual deadness. And what that tells me is that, well, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was thinking, you know, when I had read that over and over, and I what I had felt with that is that we are all divinely guided. And sometimes we can get the messages, and maybe we feel them, and maybe we don't, and you know how that goes. But when we go ahead and we're operating and doing something, and whatever it may be, and there is that sense of, this doesn't feel right. And we go ahead anyway because, well, you know, I'm supposed to show up at the party or my mom wants me to do this or dad's expecting me to do that or maybe the boss wants me to do this or, you know, whatever it is. And when we don't feel right, we do need to, and sometimes we have responsibilities and we just can't stop. But when we come to our personal choices and the things that we do in our private and personal lives, that's where we really need to tune in. And maybe we've conditioned ourselves in a way that we don't listen enough because we are so pressured sometimes by so many other outside forces that we start to ignore the messages that we're given and we start to ignore the feelings that we get. And one of the things that I love so much when you're teaching intuition development is that you are really teaching to find stillness. We don't address it as meditation, but to feel, to taste, to smell, to see. Those are all things that slow us down. And it's not the thinking mind that brings those thoughts in then because you're erasing the slate and you're just allowing what pops in. And every time I take your class, I always sit with somebody and I always get these crazy things and you'll talk to the person next to you and it's like, wow, yeah, I saw the sandy beach and the whatever and you were standing and it's like, isn't that crazy? Because I never think I'm very intuitive. And yet at the same time, there's never been one instance where it hasn't worked. So, and sometimes it's feelings, and sometimes it's visual, and sometimes it's never been auditory, though. But it's always interesting, you know, how that comes about. So I always enjoy, you know, taking the class and experiencing that with other people. So I think I went way off the topic of the quote itself.
No, it makes a lot of sense when you're talking about that because that's the truth. It is the truth, and I think there's the essence there. There's an essence within us and it's within everyone. And, you know, there's so much. And I want to go to a break because I want to kind of step into something else because Ray from New York is asking the question about judgment. He says, how can you not judge people who blew up and killed the building in New York, talking about Twin Towers? How can you not judge them? That's a good question, Ray. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We'll be right back with more of interviews.
Join me on Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th of 2010 for the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival. There'll be free admission, free parking, lectures, and classes both days. We'll have exhibitors from all over the United States. You can go to ToledoBodyMindSpiritFestival.com for more information. If you want to be an exhibitor, a speaker, fill out the application there. That's the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival on April 10th. Hi, this is Kimberly Rhodes from Interviews. If you want to change your life and you want to develop your intuition, check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. You'll be able to connect with mediumship You'll even learn a little bit about numerology. It's all about what's within you. Remember, anyone can connect simply by practicing. Check out Wake Up Your Intuition by going to KimmyRose.com. Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading or check out my online classes, go to my website at KimmyRose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's KimmyRose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony. A testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me, and I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills, you don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com, go to the store section, also go to the class section, and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call, 734-854-1514. Thanks so much. For listening
to
Kimberly Rose on Interview
PBS Radio. I'm just looking. I'm really, really tuning in right now to my favorite quote. My favorite, one of my favorite teachers is Mother Teresa. She said, "If there is no peace, it's because we've forgotten that we belong to one another." And we've been really talking about this oneness, and we were talking about living in our lives and in moving through our unconscious. And our unconscious mind, a lot of people will say that, you know, you're being unconscious, you need to be more conscious. And I think it's right now, I really believe that it's the other way around, and that we really need to tap into the part of our mind where we've blocked things, where we've flipped a switch off, and we no longer really want to feel or understand or grow. And I believe that being unconscious, and it really brings us to our consciousness, and our consciousness can connect us with the unconscious, and by building a bridge by both, we can truly have more of an understanding of what feels right for us and where we're going in life. It's really, really important. And we have Ray write in, and he's asking a question. Really, he wants to know, how do you feel any peace or trust, or how do you really, really, how can you do that when there are people that blew up, you know, the Twin Towers. I mean, how do you do that? He said, and he's from New York, so I'm sure he had that firsthand experience. I mean, I know, I believe, and I'm just going to give my message that I had gotten, Ray, was that everybody I talked to knows exactly where they were when that happened. And most people I talk to can tell you that they actually thought about their families and connected with their family. And those people that passed away, that gave their lives, God bless, on 9/11, gave us this gift. And that gift was that for one day, the entire world or community of many people stopped, stood still, and appreciated everything they had, those they loved, and they took time to check on them. And so, to me, Ray, that's a horrible thing. It's an awful thing that happened. And God bless the families. God bless, you know, the people that went through this. For me, to hate hurts. I'd be like, I can get mad, I can get frustrated, but I always try to seek that wisdom in that frustration. That doesn't mean I don't get mad. Doesn't mean I don't get frustrated. It's just I'm always trying to seek something deeper in it. And I was wondering, Luana, what do you think about that? How would you answer that?
Well, when he asked the question, you know, how can we not judge whatever those people did that day? On a very human level, we do judge. We don't like it. We thought it was awful. It was horrendous. It was painful. It was a lot of stuff we call not good. It was awful. And in our humanness, it is okay to see that and say, I don't like that, and that's not the world I want, and we don't need that. And all this senseless destruction and death and agony and pain and all that stuff. But what I have come to realize through my journey is that, again, on a human level, we categorize things good, bad. But on the spiritual side, there really is no good or bad. And the reason I say there's no good or bad in a spiritual sense is because out of what we deemed evil or not good, there is that essence of something very good. And you think, well, how can that be? Out of evilness came good. But then God is in charge of all of creation. And this is one more lesson. And when you say, you know, for that one day, we all stopped and we realized that what we had and appreciated our family and our friends and the fact that, you know, maybe there were people. I mean, and you hear these stories of the people that, oh, my gosh, you know, the guy missed the train. And because he missed the train, he didn't go to work on time, and he didn't die that day. And there's just story after story after story of the one little thing that came about that day that prevented somebody from dying. And you think, my gosh, this is so. And then why did somebody else, their day clicked off just as normal, and they showed up on time, and somebody else didn't? We don't always have the answers to all those questions. But the important part of all of it is that we know that there's something divine and good even in something so evil. And something that's so filled with hatred and... because
what's evil?
Well, and look at all the people that ran out. I mean, look at these people are dead. But look how many people went to the Red Cross and donated blood that day. Do you know they had so many people that they actually were turning people away? Because at some point, your blood's only good for so many days anyway, and it's like, we need you guys to come back next week. But out of that sense of, what do I do? I have to do. I'm connected to this situation. Even though I might live in the state of Iowa or Indiana or California, I feel connected to those people and that situation because I, too, am a human being. And I'm connected to that. And I'm here to show the world that there's something good. And people were doing what they could. And I'm getting emotional, but it's true. It's why we get that need of, I got to do something. I've got to do something. And that in and of itself is the biggest spiritual exclamation point at the end of a tragedy that ever could be. Because how many people died versus how many people were moved spiritually? Wow. I don't like looking at it like that. It sounds like an insurance adjuster. You know, how many dollars does it cost? But the reality is, you know, a few thousand people died and many, 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 many thousands and millions were moved by what happened.
That's they were moved.
They were moved. I was moved. I sat and watched this thing on television. I couldn't believe. I was working in finance. I had just been to New York 6 months before that. I stood on top of the World Trade Center at night. And the top of that building is moving in the wind, and you can feel it, and you're going, oh, my Lord, I must be nuts. This thing is huge. This building is huge. And both of them came down? It's breathtaking. After being there and standing on those things and thinking, riding that thing down to the bottom, are you kidding me? That alone would have, you know, given you a heart attack. It's just staggering to think that what human beings can build and destroy. But I try to look at everything as, I have no problem getting angry at things. I have no problem, because I'm human. I have no problem thinking that was not right. And whoever did that should be held accountable. But then I also look at this thing and I go, but from a spiritual side, I get it, God. Because what did that teach us? What good came from that? Because I'm human, we have to do the good and the bad. So, you know, for me, that's where it came down. So I didn't like
it,
but I also realized the good that came from it.
And I'll tell you, one of the things that I really learned a lot was, I actually did the Tantra class, and everybody might be going, ooh, but actually it was really good. It was a great way to connect with your breath and to really, really see this part of yourself that's been so much like stuck in fear or judgment and of yourself. And it was really neat, because one of the things we did was, she had us like take our arms up, and it's like lifting weights, going up and down, up and down. You did it for 5 minutes, and then you brought your hands together and just relaxed. And then you did it for 5 more minutes. And it is just amazing how I remember the first 2 repetitions we did, for actually 3 times. And this was Sam, Isadora, who did this, and she's a great teacher. By the 3rd time that I was doing this, and you're moving around up and down, like you're lifting a weight above your head, I wasn't straining myself. It just naturally happened. And through the breath and breath of life, breath of God, I felt myself in the space that was just so peaceful. It was almost as if something had lifted me up and just told me, hey, you know, Kim, here, just, there, you know, give this up, let it go, but you can forgive and see those parts of yourself that you need to see. You don't have to carry that weight. And I know that I'm not trying to turn this around, because really, it does. It really hurts. And it's like you think, wow, what if that was my family? And, you know, and they were our family, because they're part of us, everyone that passed away in 9/11. But the deeper part of this was what, like you said, it's hard. You stay angry, you get angry. So if we go and we start punishing people in a way where it's punishing. And I mean, I understand get the people that did wrong and they should, you know, there is a punishment that goes from that. But it's when we start pointing our fingers and saying everyone is like that. Just because you have a certain skin color, or because you have a certain accent, or your certain religion, that's where the separation occurs. Truly, that's where it occurs. Luanna, before we, because we're going to be signing off in a couple minutes, I'd like to have you share a message. If you could share a message with everyone, what would that be?
Wow. Want to be profound. No, I'm just teasing. I would actually say one of the things that I have learned, and there's so many little snippets that are flying through my head, but one of the things that I have learned that has really helped me is to release our expectations of how we think things should be. And if we're able to do that, we then aren't disappointed. And we can look at things with a clarity that, okay, this is what it is. And from this, now judge it or now feel it, now embrace it, and find what is spiritual within it. But I don't like carrying that negative stuff around anymore. I used to do it all the time, had these expectations about things, and then got disappointed and frustrated and angry, and it's like, why? I don't need that. I just need to see things as they are. And then react appropriately.
So here's a good message. that and thank you, Luanna, for that, because see things as they are, accept them, live them, and simply be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good luck. It's a challenge for everyone because sometimes it's hard. And you know what? But sometimes being is also standing on your feet and letting someone know that you care. And just speaking the truth to them. And when people really, really understand and feel the truth in your words, there is no defense. There's just completeness.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to thank everyone for joining us tonight in interviews. Luanna, thank you so much. Peace to you. God bless you for everything that you do. And go on over to the website, KimmyRose.com, and check out all the really cool things we got going on. We've got aura photography going on in just a few weeks. Big event going on at Light the Way. We will see you there.